20th Shia of Pesachim continued.
So Rashi in Chumash says in so many words, it's a reference to Pesach. Limantiskia, and it's much more like this in Pesach itself. Limantiskia, the Achilas a Pesach Lamatzo, as Yom Tzitzko. And it's mentioned in the Pesach. Shmuiz of Pesach, we see all of Chumash, Shivas Yom Tzitzko of Max, it's like a lady. Give you a Pesach, it's also Meretz Mitzrayim. Limantiskia, Yom Tzitzko, Meretz Mitzrayim, Kodim Chayach. So, we have brought the Mishnah learns out on that posse the chiyuv of Schira every night. So we see that it's not limited only to Pesach. It has reference to Kolashono. So we have to say, according to Rashi, that the Pshut is only for certainly has reference to Pesach night, and there's the Pashas Awashon of the posse. Kibir Chosi Yotzoso. We see Rochab Chusim to Romatzik, like a minute, because you're not trying to use it, you're not trying to use it, you're not trying to use it. But since the Torah mentioned the Levantiskeir as a tab for Chomets and Matzeh, so Mele Chazal did use from that a Chiyub of Schina Sitiyas Mitzchayim Kolasha. But the Pudish of Mikro of Levantiskeir has reference to Pesach Night. So Mele the Al-Husay is from Pesach. From the point of view of the Jewish only. Alright, now the Trashi is very, first of all, it involves Chidushi, and then it's very strange in this Trashi. So, now the Gemara says here, Mitzor, she asked him, Mitzias Mitzrayim, Mikidish Ayim. So it's the rise. That means that if someone will recite the Kiddush Friday night, and he will not mention Mitzias Mitzrayim, so you will not be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush b'deraisa, you will not be mekayim. So what Rashi says, so she asked her to see us mitzrayim b'kiddush ayim. Baby case, baby tvila shal Shabbos. Because in a show of the Pesach, so Rashi mentions that there is a chiyu to be maskia yitzias mitzrayim, not only in the Kiddush of Shabbos, but in the tvila of Shabbos too. Well, are we maskir in the tefillah of Shabbos, Yetzias Mitzrayim? We are not maskir. In no Shminesre of Shabbos is Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned. In no Shminesre. Now, the Mor Avraham, Reishai Aleph, I think, you know, says that true Kiddush is with Raise, but he can be mekayim the Raise with the Kiddush that he says in the Tefillah of Shabbos. The Tefillah of Shabbos. Alayayin, Alapas, that's certainly the Rabbah. There is a Kiddush of Hashemim that even Alayayin or Alapas is also the Rabbah. Rashi knows here, and it's my Rabbi Gevira says that it's Mashma from the Ram Shabbos that way, that Alayayin Alapas is the Rabbah. We mentioned the Machlekes, the Rosh and Rabbi Yehine, according to the Rosh, so in Kiddush of Mokim Sudi, he's also in the Reis Bika Aloche. And according to Rabbi Yehine, so the Aloche in Kiddush of Mokim Sudi, he's only in the Rabbonim Bika Aloche. But the Rambam says in so many words that Midraise, only Kiddush Lom Baal means Midraise. But you don't have, you're not Mechuyuf Midraise to say the Kiddush over either Yahin or Pas. That's only Rabbonim. So the Mele, the Mokavom says, if someone dumped the Tefillah of Shabbos, so the Reis is already fulfilled. Because down there is a Kiddush of Lord down. Now the question is, and that Kasha is raised by the Mechazvino, how can we be Yates, the Mitzvah, the Reis of Kiddush? But because of the Tefillah, but there is a Aloche, that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush, so he has to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in that tefillah there is no Yetzias Mitzrayim. In that tefillah there is no Yetzias Mitzrayim. No Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mishneh Berurah says that since Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned before the Shmini Esrei, so Mele he's Yetzias. But then the Mishneh Berurah himself says that this is a Deichak Tzidik Deichak. If it's a tnai in the mitzvah of Kiddush, that it's a prerequisite, that he has to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and without Haskorah Mitzias Mitzrayim, so the Kiddush is no Kiddush, so it should be in the context of the Mitzias Mitzrayim should be in conjunction with the Kiddush, not separate. Now, according to Rashi, there is a chiyuv. So she asked Mitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Hayei, Beit Mitzvah Shoshans. So in other words, so then yes, so Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be mentioned in the Tefillah also, the Tefillah of Shabbos. But our minhag is not like that. Not even Nusach Ari is Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned in the Tefillah. The Mishneh Berurah, however, mentions there are certain Nisroids, and that's the Nusach of the Kolbeit. So there are certain Nisroids who have Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Tefillah of Shabbos morning. Of Shachas. Not of Arvis. Of Arvis not. But there are certain Nischoids, and that's the Kolbeit, who has Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Tefillah of Shachas. Alright, so, but it's not Mistaber that the Mogen Avrom had reference to such a minute. And then, even that minhag is only in the Tefillah of Shabbos, but in the Tefillah of Arvis, there are no Nischoids. There are no minhagim that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Tefillah of Arvis. And when Avraham says, if he's expelled, so then he was Yitzir and Reise, he probably has reference to the Tefillah of Arvis, not to the Tefillah of Shabbos, which is next morning. So the question arises, how is it becoming? So that's strange. That's right. Alright. Now, that's one thing. One big Chiddush in Rashi. That Rashi says, so she asked her, it's Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayeid, B'in B'Keis, B'in B'Tvino Shol Shabbos. B'in Tvino Shol Shabbos. Now, what we have to understand, alright, apart from the fact that in our Tvino's, it's Mitzrayim is not mentioned. Alright, apart. But where did Rashi get that there is a halacha of Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah also? After all, the Gemara says, "Vitzoro she asked Yitzias Mitzrayim bekiddush hayim." So Tefillah, the Gemara doesn't mention. So where did Rashi get this additional halacha that it's a halacha in Tefillah also? Now, Rashi in Chumash, Mikro Kedesh. In respect to the Mikro Kedesh that is mentioned in connection with Makipoi. Mikro Kedesh. ועם הכיפורים קדשהו בחסוס נקיו ובתפילות ובשור יום תאבים במחל ובמשתה ובחסוס נקיו ובתפילות חסוס נקיו ובתפילות the drושים זה drושים לתרסקיין but in our gear set in the תרסקיין תפילו is not mentioned מיקרוקדש לתרסקיין he says in connection with מיקרוקדש קדשהו במחל ובמשתה ובחסוס נקיו Tvilo is not mentioned, but Rashi apparently had a girsi. In the Tereskeani, not only Kacheyu, Bimachal, Bimishte, Uvixus Nikio, but Kacheyu, Bimachal, Bimishte, Uvixus Nikio, Uvitvil. Now, Rashi in Shvues, when the Gemara says about the Kapora of Imakipuri, Yochel in Loikorol or in Mikrokedish, שאין עם הכיפורים מחפר, תלמוד לימה, את עם הכיפורים is מחפר, even if it's not called in the Kiddush. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, יוחל, אם הוא יקור לו in the Kiddush, שלוי his power. So in other words, so we see that there is a special mitzvah of tefillah on Shabbos and Yom. Now there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Where that tefillah is with the raiseh, the whole yemenah. According to the Rambam, one tefillah l'chol ha'poches every day is in the rice. In one's own yusech, and in his own zman, I mean, there is no definite zman and no definite yusech, but it's mechuyev to be mispal once. And the Rambam is chilut. But that tefillah of avaritem is a shabbat yichem. So avidish b'lerev, which is tefillah, so is a different kind of tefillah than the tefillah that is mentioned by Rashi here. And by Rashi in Shavuos, which is based upon his drasha of Mikra Kiddush, the Machal and Mishnah, which is the key of the tefillah. So the tefillah that is obligatory in the Raise every day according to the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, as Reb Chaim says, so it's not the mitzvah Yumis, but the mitzvah Yumis. It is. So that tefillah, the pattern of that tefillah that is Beholye, is consists of three elements of Bakoshe, and Shvach and Nidoy. But the main ingredient in that tefillah is Bakosh. Gemara says, Tefillah Rachman. What does Rachman mean? Bakosh. True, the Rambam says that every tefillah, in order to be fulfilled the mitzvah, the rites of tefillah, so must have the three ingredients. First Shvach, and then Bakosh, and then Nidoy. So that's the aloche in the way one is mispalat. In other words, one cannot be mispowered by starting Bakosh, and that's all. So in order to be mispowered, he must first introduce the Bakoshes with Shvach, and then followed up with Tfilah. But the main ingredient of Tfilah, from the point of view of Vanite, Shem Lekeichem, Avinu Shem Lekeichem, is Bakosh. That's why the Gemara calls Tfilo Rach, because that's the main ingredient. Masha'im came, the Tfilo of Shabbos and Yontef of Mikokedesh, then the Tfilo, there is no Bakosh Sochov on Shabbos, not supposed to have Bakosh Sochov on Shabbos. So that there is a Bakosh Sochov in a general way, but not in a detailed way. We don't specify any Tzorchim on Shabbos. That's inconsistent with Shabbos. To specify Bakosh Socho. But in the general way there is, but the main thing of the tefillah of Shabbos and of Yom Tev is that he should mention the Kedushas Hayom. That he should mention the Kedushas Hayom. So that's the whole Nusach. That's the whole Nusach of the tefillah of Shabbos. וכן הוא הגיע בסינו לצינו מחסינו כתשינו מצווי סכו זרוכים מסווי סכו סעבים מטבחו סמכים משווי סכו ואיתי הרבינו עוד בכל אמס and so on מכניש השבוס. So this is the main the quintessence of the tefillah of Shabbos, in other words emphasizing the Kedushas Hayom. So ממילא Rashi deduce the logical conclusion, in as much as there is a mitzvah of tefillah on Shabbos and Yom, and what is the essential ingredient of the tefillah of Shabbos? Not bad. Unlike the tefillah of Beholye, so the essential ingredient is emphasizing Kedushas Hayom. And what is Kiddush? Kiddush Yotzo, Divrei Shvach LaKodesh Baruch Hu, in connection with the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. So mainly the same there as Akosu, V'tzor Sheyaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayom. So has application to tefillah also, because tefillah too, the main element of the tefillah of Shabbos is emphasizing the Kedushas Hayom. So mele, and we see from this Zakosu that you cannot emphasize the Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos without Haskor of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, that's the pshat of Zakosu. If you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then you did not emphasize the Kedushas Hayom completely. So the Meile, it applies to the Tefillah of Shabbos though. The Tefillah of Shabbos. Alright. So that's why Rashi says, bring the case, bring the Tefillah of Shabbos, because they're showing the Pesach. But then Rashi has another Chiddush. Uvishom Yadim Bamu Matzino Pesach. Now, the Magid Mishnah says, that according to the Rambam, so Kiddush Midraise is only on Shabbos. And on Yom Tov, it's not Midrash. It's on the Rabbah. The Rambam doesn't mention. The Rambam doesn't mention a Chiyuv Derayse Mitab Yom Tov. On Shabbos. Zocher as if a Shabbos Rekach. But Yom Tov not. But the Arishani Muachilik on that Shabbos. And you say that there is a Chiyuv of Tiyish Midrayse Mitab Yom Tov too. So we see that Rashi, first of all, we see that Rashi does not agree with the Magid Mishneh. That Rashi does not agree with the Magid Mishneh Shiv. In other words, he holds that Bishom Yadi, there is also a Chiyuv of Kiddush with Raisa. But, alright, that's not strange at all. I mean, because there are a number of Rishayim who say that there is a Chiyuv of Kiddush with Raisa every Yom. But what is strange in Rashi is, now we have here a post of Tzor Shiyasvi, it says Mitzrayim Kiddush Hayayim. And what does Gemara mention? What kind of Yahufu say? Exereshove. Someone of Shech. If Kiddush is the Raisa by Yom Tov, just as Gabi Shabbos. So mainly the same Yahufu say, that applies to Shabbos, applies to Yom Tov. Rashi distinguishes. In both, there is a Chiyuv the Raisa of Haskoras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in connection with Shabbos, so it's a Yahufu say from Pesach night. Exereshove from Pesach night. Both are Yalfuses from Pesach night. But in connection with Shabbos, it's Exereshove from Pesach night. In connection with other Yom Tevim, let's say Shvim Shal Pesach, or Shvues, or Sukkes, or Shmini Atzeres, so there, it's also Yalfuses from Pesach night. But not Exereshove, but in Mamotim. Now, there's a difference between Exereshove and Mamotim. Not only that the two represent different Yalfuses in the Midrash HaTeyon Kashisken. But there's a difference. You see, Bamamotinu means that it's analogous. That's what Bamamotinu means, by definition. So the Yalfuse of Bamamotinu implies that there is an analogy happening. Whenever we have a Bamamotinu Yalfuse, so that means that al pidin there is an analogy between one and the other. Gzereshove doesn't imply there is an analogy. There is a Gzereshove. But you see, so when is Bamotzino? So usually, we find exceptions. But usually, whenever there is a Bamotzino of two things, so it's the same aloha. But Gzereshove doesn't mean that it's the same aloha. Doesn't mean that it's the same aloha. Now, let's say we learn out that the initial is Mekudeshes B'Kesef, was Kicho Kichom is the Ef. Now, there is a Machlikes between, I think it's the Machlikes. Machlikes between the Sma and the Taz. I'm just mentioning it as the Derech Moshe, as an example. It's nothing to do with it. So there is the machlikas between the Sma and the Taz. What the kinyan of kesef by karate. So is it kesef kinyan or it's kesef piroi? So the Taz says that it's kesef kinyan. How does he know that it's kesef kinyan? Because there is yalfus of kirche kirchom is the yalfay. That the initial is mekudeshes b'kesef and by kedushin it's not shayach to say piroi. How can you pay for by Gushi? So it's because of Gideon. So the mainland seats is it's a shopping. From Kalke, Kirchhoff, so that's a riot that by Kalke it's also Kesef Gideon, not Kesef Roy. But the Sma says that it's Kesef, that Kalke, so it's Peroy. But by Gushin, the Gushin is certainly Kesef Gideon. There is a very strange Amluin. But I mean, but the Sma is made it to the task that by Kedushin it's Kesef Kinyan. But there is a Gzereshove, the answer is Gzereshove certainly does not imply the same Allah. Gzereshove! So Masha'im came, so true, there is a Gzereshove of Kedushin and Kalke, but by Kalke it's Kesef Kiroe, and by Kedushin it's Kesef Kinyan. Kesef Kinyan, one is not the other. But Matzinu usually, I mean, there are a few exceptions. But Matzino usually, so it is the same deal. Not just a Yalfuse that This din applies, but mamish mitzah the same time. And we have to say it like that. Because otherwise, why should Rashi say that that tefillah kiddush of Shabbos is a shabbos? And Shom Yadi is a mamatzinu. Why would he have to resort to mamatzinu? We have a tefillah shabbos. So the melee, the same tefillah shabbos can apply to Shom Yadi. The answer is, Einachadamet. Mitzad tefillah shabbos, it could also apply to the Adam Yadi, just as it applies to Shabbos. But mitzad tefillah shabbos, it wouldn't be mamish the same halach. Mashein came. Because of the Mamatzinu, so the Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kiddush of Ol Yom Teirim, is mamish the same aloha as the Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Kiddush of Pesach Mayit. Mashein b'Shabbes, so it's Yetzir Shoba only, but it's not the same aloha. Why is it so? So there could be a very simple explanation, you see. The Torah mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim in connection with Shabbos too. In the Divrei Zacharias, the Torah mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. תעביד ועשיס חומרך תחו, ואם השביעי שבת על השם ולקחו, ועשיס חומרך עתו ובינכו ביתכו ועבדכו ועמסכו, ושאיכו וחמיכו וחומרתכו ובידיוך שבשרכו, ומיונוח עבדכו ועמוס חוקמיכו, וזוכרתו כאבד וגיסו בארץ מצרים, ויציאך על השם ולקחו משומיות חזוקו ובזרי הנטויו, אהו כי נציבו על השם ולקחו עשי משם. So יציאס מצרים is meant to connect to Shabbos also. But primarily, Shabbos is based upon my separations, upon Chilu Sheyot. Not upon Yitzias Mitzrayim. Masha'in came, all the Yom Tevim, not only Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, all the Yom Tevim are completely based upon Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Shabbos, we also say the Kiddush Zichar Yitzias Mitzrayim. There is a certain connection, and because of that, so the two gives all kinds of explanations. What's the connection? How can we say in Kiddush Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? How can we say in Mitzrayim? What does Shabbos to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? He doesn't ask that question. What does Sukkot to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? What is Shavuos to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Of course, Sukkot has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim as much as Pesach has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kibas Sukkot is Shabbos in Yisrael. And Shavuos also, because the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was in order to enable the Jews to be becoming the Torah. So in other words, so he doesn't even have to explain what's the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Adi Yom Tevim. There is as much connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sukkot as there is between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Pesach. But what the two was bothered by the Zichar Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shabbos. What's the connection? Why? Because Shabbos is based upon Chibush HaElo. So how is the Zichar Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he mentions explanations that there is a certain connection. But all the Yom Tevim are completely based upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now he says, like this, וקילוש, נשים הרי שאין עליו, טוב, וקילוש, כל מעשה בראשיס, פירוש שלנו שייפסים בגילים ששובת בהקודש ברוך הוא, אך אתה חוץ מה יסף ראשיס, תחילו מכל קדש, שהמס, שהשבוס מוסקר, תחילו בפרש עשה מיד, קדם מכולו, זה יכול לצייס מצרים, אפשר לאימא, שהשבוס, תחילו מכל קדש, שאין זה יכול לצייס מצרים. It's a very strange explanation. So in other words, so what's the connection? What's the connection of Shabbos with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because the Shabbos is Tchilu Mikroi Kedesh. And the Mikroi Kedesh are Zichar Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the connection. Ba'amam kosa, Shabbos Atzmei Zichar Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki ba'avu ha'yesh Yetzias Mitzrayim, Meira l'kakadmei l'chadesh, Chofet v'yochel, Alkein kosa l'divri shmiit, V'zohar tokem l'yitzid of Mitzrayim. In other words, because Yetzias Mitzrayim tells us the union of Hashkochet Protis Hashkocha Proti said that the Bnei Shalom is concerned with men. So that's in Shabbos also. I mean, tells us of Yerushalayim. So there is a connection. So we see that the two is looking for an explanation for the connection. But in Gabi, Davi Yomteini, he doesn't look for an explanation. It's very simple. I mean, it's completely based upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there is a bigger shaykhet between the Yomteini, all the Yomteini, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, then Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why Rashi says, because the Yetzias of Shabbos and Yetzias of Pesach, we show me all the Mamatzinu mi Pesach. Show me Adim, so it's a Mamatzinu. There is a complete analogy of Pesach. Mashiach Shabbos is not completely based upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is a connection. So for that we have to resort, Shabbos, Yetzias Mitzrayim between Shabbos and Pesach. Shabbos. Now, Rashi Shite happens to be that there is a chiyuv of Askor of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even the Tefillah Shel Shabbos. But that's not in accordance with our minhag. But our mischoyes in this idea is that there is no Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Tefillah of Shabbos. But in the Tefillah of Yom Tov, Yetzias Mitzrayim is emphasized. Yetzias Mitzrayim is emphasized. So let's say, so why is it so? So we have to apply the longness of Rashi. Even though Rashi himself, we cannot say it in regard to Rashi as far as this point is concerned. Because Rashi's own shita is that there is Yetzias Mitzrayim, Askor Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tefillah of Shabbos too. But we don't pass like that. I mean, Kol Tefuchos Yisroel, I mean, they don't say Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tefillah of Shabbos. But in the Tefillah of Yom Tov, yes. Why is it so? The answer is, because as Rashi says, that the Askor of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Shabbos is based upon Yetzias Shot. So that means it's not mamish the same thing. But the Askor of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom Tov is based upon Matzino. So it means that it's the same aloha. Why? Because Yom Tov is completely based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos has a connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not primarily based upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's primarily based upon Chidush HaYom, upon Ma'aseh Bereishis. So Mimele, so Ligami Yom Tov, that it's the same, that it's completely based upon Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's Bamotzinu of Pesach. So there's a chiyuv of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Tefillah, Mashen Ki Gabi Shabbos, which is not primarily based upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there is a halacha of Zichron Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that emanates from the Gzeirah Shoveh. So the Gzeirah Shoveh, I mean, not according to Rashi, but according to the other Rishayim. I mean, we do not mention Rashi's Chiddush. So it only applies, the Gzeirah Shoveh only applies to Kiddush, but it doesn't apply to the Tefillah. All right. Now, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot mentions this drasha. It's again one of the strange things in the Rambam. I mean, not that he mentioned it in Sefer HaMitzvot. So in Sefer HaMitzvot he mentions it. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, Shetivonu Likarish is a Shabbos, Vilei Ma'advorim Bechnisose Vitziose. Nasker Bom Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nasker Bom. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vikirush Hayei, Umaalosei, Vehevdelei, Mishoro, Hayom Hakeit Minimemo, Vehaboy Macho, Vehu, Omrei, Yizborach, Zocheres Yim HaShabbos Likachei, Kleima, Zocheyu Vikachei Vibrochu. Vikachei Vibrochu. So he says, Naske bom Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'kiddush hayei. That's this Gemara. So he certainly should be explaining the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam considered it important to mention it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he certainly should mention that Yod HaZokah, but Yod HaZokah, when the Rambam mentions the Dinim of Kiddush, he doesn't mention Askarzitzes Mitzrayim. That's a big parallel. In Sefer HaMitzvahs he mentions it, and Yod HaZokah, he doesn't mention it. That's why you don't see any Os, you know, here, on this Aloha in the Mishpat Ne'er Mitzvah, because it's not mentioned in the Rambam. This Aloha in the Rambam is much Yod HaZokah. In Sefer HaMitzvahs he mentions it, but Yod HaZokah doesn't. Now, Kapachs, Sefer HaMitzvahs, or Mitz, this expression is Yitzchak Mitzrayim. But I don't know what we gain from it, I mean, from the fact that in the text that he translated, so Lahaski Yitzchak Mitzrayim is not mentioned. And it should be mentioned in Yod HaZokah, or in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is not expected to mention all Alochas. He usually doesn't. But in the Chazaka you should mention it, and the Rambam is much. Omar Rabbi Bashile, did you say in the Tfilo, so he has to say, Machmiah Kerem Yishua. Machmiah Kerem Yishua in the Shmines. The Aftarte, the Aftor, Mogidom. Vosi Yitzil Choshem Godel, Kishem Agdel. Tome Rav Yisim, Zeh Shoeim Unim Mogidom. Omar Rav Shimna Lokish. Vyes Holi Yigodol Zeh Shoeim Unim Aleke Avro. Vavarech Echo Zeh Shoeim Unim. Okay, Yitzchok. Vagat Oshmecho, Zeh Sheim Rim, Alekei Yaakoy. Yochim, Yochesim, Bechulon. Talmud Leimar, Veyei Brocho. Bechol Chesmi. Zeh Chesmi Bechol. Only Bavro. Chesmi is Nachon. Oma Rom. Ashkachtinu, Ashkachtinu El Yisobet the Pumpadise. The Stenum of Pumpadise. The Yasve Bikam. Bishakse, Beit Bitzluise. Baby Kiddushe Mikadish HaShabbos. So, whether in the Tfile or in Kiddush, so the conclusion is Mikadish HaShabbos. Beyim Metoveh, but I don't have. Beyim Mitzvayse, Beyim Kiddushe, so the conclusion of the Broch is Mikadish Yisroel Beazman. Who said that? The Sober of Pumpadis. The Skenim of Pumpadis. The Skenim means in Zokin HaMishkan. Here it certainly means in Zokin HaMishkan Chofi. So, Vamrin Vamina Luano, so Rabbi said to this king, Umbedise, Adra, Vitzleise, Intfilo, Baby Shabse, Baby in the Tobe, Mikadish Yisroel. So he has to say, Mikadish Yisroel, even Bishabse, he has to say, Mikadish Yisroel. Bekidushe, in Kide, so it depends. Bishabse, Mikadish Shabbos, but in the Tobe, Mikadish Yisroel Vazman. So what's why did the Skenim say one way and Rabbi himself at first held the other way? What's this for? Vano Amine. So he himself explains it. Time to do with time to true. Time to true, the son of the prophet he said. Shabbos the clear with kind of Amine, the same Gemara. Appears in Beit. Shab is the clear mikhaime. So, Bein Mitzleise, U Bein Mikidushe, Mikadish HaShabbos. Because Shabbos does not require Kiddush Bez. Shabbos is Kodesh Meiloch, the Bein Shom with Mikadish HaShabbos. By Boruch Hal Kimes Yim HaShvi, by Kaddish is. So it doesn't require Kiddush Bez. So, Meile, we don't mention Yisrael. We just mention Mikadish HaShabbos. But Yim Etobe, requires kiddush and kviyas by Besen. Do you soy with the Kabbalah? Do you soy with the Kabbalah? So it's Yisroel who is kvei aviyonte. Vikoma abre yarche vikoma lishon. Vikoma lishon. So it's Yisroel. It's Yisroel who is kvei aviyonte. Who is Kibeya, the Chadoshi, and the Shoni, the Shoni. So Mikadish is for Razman. Even though, I mean, it's not Mamesh done by Israel. I mean, in order to be Kibeya, the Chadoshi, you don't call him Esmering in a big place, and you take votes whether you should be Mikadish the Rosh Chadoshi. Oh. So it's done by Bez. But we see from this Gemara that when Bezdin does it, so of course it requires Maaseh Bezdin. Bezdin has to do it. But Bezdin does it also because Bezdin represents Kol Yisrael. So, of course, it has to be, it requires Maaseh Bezdin. It requires Maaseh Bezdin. Let's say if all Jews, if it would be possible, for all Jews to be assembled and be Mikadosh HaChodesh, so it wouldn't be Mikadosh. It requires Maaseh Bezdin. But the Bezdin that is Mikadosh the Rosh HaKadoshim has to represent Yisrael. So we see that Gemara says Yisrael, the Yisrael would cover it, the Kumadri Yalche, the Kumadri Shon. So Mikadosh Yisrael was man. That's the time of the song of this. Time of the Dui. Slowly say, the Rabbi we say, because Tvila is with Sibu. True that there is Tvila B'yochid also, but there is a Kiyum of Tvila B'tzibur as well. So the Meile, Slowly say, the Rabbi we say, so Mikadosh Yisrael. Kadosh Yisrael. Kiddush, the B'yochid we say, but Kiddush, there is no special halacha of Kiddush B'chadim. In Tfilah, so you have Tfilah of Yochid and you have Tfilah of Tzibur. It's different Tfilahs, Tfilah of Yochid and Tfilah of Tzibur. But in Kiddush, Kiddush is Kiddush. So it's the same Kiddush, the same Kima Mitzvah of Kiddush, whether there is one person who is Mikadosh, or you have thousands of people, and you are Mikadosh and you are Meitzi, thousands of people. It's still the same Kima Mitzvah of Kiddush. So Kiddush of Yochid, he said, so it's B'Shabes, Mikadosh HaShabbos, but because he's oil the Kovalet, Mikadosh Yalche, Mikadosh Shone, so Mikadosh Yisrael Vazman. The Lord. But the Aloche is not like Chol. The Aloche is like the son of the list. Why? Because Leise B'Yochid Milese. After all, there is a Kiyum of Tvila B'Yochid. True, there is a Kiyum of Tvila B'Tzibu. But Tvila as such does not have to be Davke B'Tzibu. It can be B'Yochid also. B'Yochid, B'Kiddushe B'Rabbi Milese. Now, so Rashi says, I mean, Rashbam says, B'Kiddushe B'Rabbi Milese, we should create Rabbi. Amen. Mikadosh Yisrael. So the Rabbi we say, Kiddush B'Rabbi Milese, B'Beis HaKnesses, U'Bisudas Choson. In other words, even when the Kiddush is the Rabbi, let's say we say Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses, and you have many Orchim, Anim, who are here to the Kiddush, and you eat there, but there is no special Kiyum of Kiddush B'Rabbi. Kiddush is Kiddush, but as long as there is an Indian of Kiddush B'Rabbi, so that's why the Rashbam mentions Kiddush B'Rabbi Melese B'Beis HaKnesses of Yisudas Choson. Why can't he mention the Rabbi Melese? Suppose you have in your own dining room, you have many guests, you have 100 people. He doesn't mention that. That's also possible. The answer is, but there is no Indian. There is no Indian of Kiddush B'Rabbi. Whether from the point of view of the Kima Mitzvah of Kiddush or from the point of view of the Kim of the Kiyum of any other Mitzvah. There is no Indian. But the Beis HaKnesses, where it's done for the purpose of accommodating Da'in. So too, even there it's not, it, there is no special Kima Mitzvah. Yes, as far as Kiddush is concerned. But there is a Mitzvah of Nus Chasodim, because to accommodate Da'in. So there is an Indian of Kiddush B'Rabbi. So Meile, so Manevsheh, if you say Yisrael because of Kovet Rabin, so wherever there is an Indian, whether it's on the basis of the mitzvah of Kiddush as such, or on the basis of the mitzvah of Nus Chasod, don't make any difference. There is still an Indian of Kovet Rabin. In other words, when is there an Indian of Kovet Rabin? If the Rabin is there for the purpose of Kovet Shamayim, so then you have to give Kovet to the Rabin. So Rashi in Ksuba says that there is a special bracha. There is a special bracha because of the covet of the rabbi that are lesser. So that way, so you have to show covet to the rabbi. Why? Because the Rabbi Mar Nesa, because of Kavod Shamayim, in order to give Kavod to the Chosen Tower, to do Gemilas Chasonim, Kavod the Tower, so they deserve a tribute. But if the Rabbi Mar Nesa, because they want to socialize, so then we are not mechuyev to give Kavod to that Rabbi. That's why Rashi says, the Rabbi Mise Mishum Kavod Rabbi. Because then the rabbis themselves are there because of Kavod Shamayim, because of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, in order to accommodate the Aniyim, or in order to give Kavod and Gemilas Chasadim to the Chosen and the Kayah. So in Meile, there is a meaning of Kavod Rabbi. So Meile can distinguish between Kiddush and Tfilos. We hold this on that. Zilposarit. Now, when it's according to Rove, so in Tfilo, that there is a distinction between Tfilo of Yochid and Tfilo of Rabbi. From the point of view of Tfilo, it's a different kind of a kiyum. So in Meila, there we can say Yisroel, we have to say Yisroel. Masha'im kei Kiddush, so from the point of view of Kiddush, there is no distinction between Kiddush B'Yochid and Kiddush B'Rabim. Even if the Kiddush happens to be B'Rabim, when there are many Amin, and of course it's a very important thing, I mean, to have Kiddush to be Mikadosh B'Rabim in order to accommodate Amin. But as far as the Kiddush is concerned, it's the same Kiddush. It's only for Shemaya Keine. So you are making a big Rabim of Amin. Alright. Ume Barab, Noch is coming to Rob. Omar to somebody put it, he said. Velo Yomale, me. In other words, he didn't tell him to say it differently. Aum me hoda be Rob. So Rob, at the end, they agreed with the somebody put it. Rav Nosson, Avuye de Ravune. Bring Rav Nosson, Noch is coming to Rav Bob. Omar to somebody put it, he said, Vishakra Rav Bob. Omar Rabin, and no equal is Surah. Kamu dem Reima, wie noch es kamei schluchen die Zippure, die Schleich Zippur. Wie oma kesumet mit Buddhist. He concluded the broche in accordance with the Soviet with Buddhist. Weil mishaklo e kola aum. So they wanted to silence it, because they didn't approve of Soviet with Buddhist. That on Shabbos, you always say Mikadish HaShabbos, and on Yom Tev, you always say Mikadish HaSoy Vazman. So in other words, they agreed with Robes' original view. Omaru Shaku, Hilchazik is on this, the Roy Harim Shaspe. Now, in 2 minutes, I'll start a share again.
true funeral.
So the Kri Shlishi, this is the Kri Shel Brocha of the Birkas HaMozon. Revi Gimel of Sahalik, because part of the Halakha was recited together with the Brocha Shekolonu of the second course. So the rest of the Halel is recited over the fourth course. The email of Birkas Hashi. Now, the Gemara will discuss what is Birkas Hashi. Bein HaKeis HaLol, between the Shnayim HaRishenim and the Shnayim HaAchrenim, Im Rotzo Mishteis Yishti. Bein Shlishi Levini Lo Yishti. But between the third and the fourth course, he's not allowed to be. Birkas Hashi will be more of in a case is our look. When Shnaim or Shin Lishnaim and Chen, in Rotsal Lish, this Lish, when Gimur Dalit Lo Yish, Motsosi Big Mora Sir Shalom, Lom Lo Yish, Kidei Shalom Yish Taki, the Sumi Motsal Meim Ahal, so that's the reason as to why the Chachom of Misake, he shouldn't be Shiz. Why? Because he might become Shik, who follow the Chosom, while he from Shukahu, she shows the Korahal, I mean, he can't avoid becoming Shikah, because besides the other cases, so one is accustomed to drink in the midst of the meal, and that the Chachom did fast. So in my way, the Chachom takam. So So, well, so the Yoshan in the Teretz, Yain Shemsech Hamozin in the Mishakim. Whatever he eats in the meats of the meal, that is the Mishakim. But Shalachar Hamozin Mishakim, so the Chachon Mom Mishakim, that he shouldn't be allowed to do. Vahadin Amed Yain Shemifnei Hamozin in the Mishakim. So that's why it's Mutah to drink Ben Mishal Mishim. And what's a wish to wish on Shane Yish? For my Tane, I'll be Gimel it out. Gimel it out. Or, after the Dalet, he's not allowed to drink. But between the first and the second, he's allowed to drink. Omele Rav Chonon Lerov, Shmami no drink as Hamozen to no keis. Since it says here that the Shlishi is recited, that the Birkas HaMozin is recited of the course Shlishi. So we see that Birkas HaMozin requires a course. Amale, no right. You can say that Birkas HaMozin does not require a course. But here there is a special takone Pesach night. Amale, arba kose, tikne rabonon derecheirus, kol chad bichad nemet bimitzvot. Shmame Birkas HaMozin to the keys. Dom Miseches Brochus for Master Medium to the kids. Dom Yukesh Bainoi. Dom Abagish Pirkesh Mammis, no Mas Nis. So, the Birkas HaMozin to the kids. So, there the Gemara says, Shmamino there from that mission. Shmamino Tamne, so from this it's also a Rai that Birkas HaMozin to the kids. Believe in Ammas Nis, Shmamino. Okay, Gassin, all the cases to kill Rabbon. Kol chad never bevan be mitzvah. Kleim avo she yase be mitzvah. Pesach night. Avo vishe, avo visho yim isa shono lui boikos. Shah kam ein hakoz bo bishvil birkas hamozen. Bishvil birkas hamozen. So, Rashi emphasizes Shafkan ein hakoz bo bishvil birkas hamozen. Now, when we learned, before Pesach, I think that I mentioned that there are several shittes rishenim. There is one shittes rishenim that the only chiyuv is to set up a kishon broch. That's all. And Tesis says that's all. But then the maskona of Tesis is that there is a chiyuv of sin. And that one could, the Balabais couldn't be made see all the others. So in other words, so then, but even if we say, so most Rishonim hold that one could not be made see in all the cases, the others. So there is a chiyuv of sin. But if we assume that there is a chiyuv of sin, so then it can be conceived in two ways. Either there are two different aspects. One aspect is an aspect of setting up for Kishon Broche. That's certainly the shite of the Rif and the Rambam. And then we mentioned in connection with the shite of the Rashbam, that the Rashbam also holds that there is a Chiyuv of Sin. Even though he doesn't have the Girsa of the Rif and the Rambam. He has the same Girsa that appears in our Gemara. But the Rashbam also agrees that there is a Chiyuv of Sin, even without the Girsa of the Rif and the Rambam. But according to the Rashbam, so it's one mitzvah. The two aspects are intertwined. According to the Rif and the Rambam, so they're not intertwined. In other words, two separate kiyumi. So if it's just on high, So then, the mitzvah of Arba Keses is Mikayim, the mitzvah of Cheirus is not Mikayim. If he shows on the Vasachas, so the mitzvah of Cheirus is Mikayim, the mitzvah of Arba Keses is not Mikayim. But according to the Rashbam, they are intertwined. So in other words, true that there is a mitzvah of Siye, but the mitzvah of Cheirus is realized by reciting the various broches, Kiddush or Asher Olonu, Birkas HaMozein, and Hallel, and drinking it. So it's one mitzvah. The two are intertwined. This is what we said in connection with the Shittes Harashbam, there, the sugi of Yidei Yayin Yotso. So we said that in the Rashbam. Now this sheet of the Rashbam fits very well the lotion of the Rashbam here. So he says, I will be showing you Sashono, Luiboye case, Shaftan in a case, Gobish will be Ksavosi. According to the written Rambam, so the Pshat in the Gemara is not that Pesach night, the Kos is not Gobish will be Ksavosi. According to the written Rambam, so Pesach night, the Kos is Gobish will be Ksavosi. Because there are two separate aspects, two mitzvahs. One mitzvah, a mitzvah of selling out 4 cases of what? So, and one mitzvah, a mitzvah of siyarim. So of course, so insofar as the mitzvah of siyarim is concerned, so even kshosom ibasachas without any proches, he'll just drink 4 cases one after the other. He'll be kind the mitzvah of siyarim of derechim. But there is another mitzvah of setting up 4 cases of rochet. So insofar as this aspect of mitzvah is concerned, of setting up 4 cases of rochet, so the third course is bobishul berkas hamozim. But only Pesach night is bobishul berkas hamozim. But every other day, kol hashono, there is no course. But Pesach night, it is Bobby Shulbek Samosin. And the Rashbam said, Shav Kandinaki is Bobby Shulbek Samosin. So the Rashbam does not agree with the Shit of the Riven Rambam. But, so how will the Riven Rambam explain the Gemara? The Riven Rambam will say, Arba Kose Tikne Rabbon and the Rachelus, Kol Chad Bechad Nevet Be Mitzvah. So in Mele, there is a mitzvah of King Shal Broche of Birka Samosin Pesach Night. Of Pesach Night. But not Kol Hashon, but the Rashbam says Shavkan even Pesach night like it's Bobby Shulbek. So that means that fits the Shittes Rashbam the way we explained it then. That true there is a chiyuv of Siyeh, but the two are intertwined. The Siyeh and the Kesh of Broche are intertwined. So that's why the Rashbam says Shavkan in Akiz Bobby Shulbek, because there is no separate chiyuv. There is no separate chiyuv. Chiyuv there is for Hashem, I mean, of the Kesha Brocha, Birkas HaMozim. But there is no separate chiyuv of Kesha Brocha, Birkas HaMozim, by itself. The chiyuv is here of Chayus. And so the Chayus, how is the person Nisa realized according to the Rashbam, according to the Rif and the Rambam? So the person Nisa, the Chayus is realized just by drink. But according to the Rashbam, the person Nisa is realized by this combination of reciting the broche over the Birkas HaMozim and drinking. So it's not both just Bishul Birkas HaMozim. Alright. Now Revi gave it all of Esahalek, Beimeya, all of Birkas HaShir. So the Gemara is the Kashi. My Birkas HaShir. What is Birkas HaShir in reference? Rav Yehuda Omar Yalucha Dishem Alekei. It's the same Yalucha that is mentioned right after the Halak. Rav Yehuda Omar Nishmas Kolcha. Nishmas Kolcha. Tola Rabba. Now this is a small piece of Gemara with two Piosois, and there are so many Shittes here. And it's very confusing. Tola Rabba. Revi Gamer Olof Esa Halak. והנה הלל הגות דיבר רב טאו ויש אמר אני שם ראי ליחס מהיך את הלל קודו תב יהודה אמר מהידו עד נער לסבור so that's the way we pass את הלל הגות is מהידו עד נער לסבור ורב יאיך את נוח משיר המיילס עד נער לסבור Alright, and we pass from the Talagodo is Meidu Ad Narizbo. That's the way he passed. Now here the Gersi is Tonerabu, Revi. Now we certainly don't pass like the Yeshemri. We don't say in the Agode Adishemri Ilyachso. So we pass like Rav Tav. If we pass like Rav Tav, because the according to the Balamoyer, so we don't pass like a Tavri either, because the Balamoyer has the girl say Hamishi Gimel Olav Esalev, Hamishi Gimel Olav Esalev, and according to the Balamoyer, so there is a Tavri is Chilik on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there is a chiyuv only of four cases, Pesach night, and according to the Balamoyer says, and according to Rav Tarfon, there is a mitzvah chiyuv of five cases, and of course we don't pass in that there is a mitzvah chiyuv of 5 cases. So mainly the Balamoyer says Rav Tarfon is chilik on the Mishnah, and we don't pass that. All right, but except for the Balamoyer, so we certainly all the Rishonim hold that the halacha is like Chatam, and the Chatam is not chilek on the Mishnah. Whether the right Gersa is Revi Gemar of Sale, or the Gersa is again Hamishi Gemar of Sale. So he's Gemar of Allah God. I mean, the Gersa is again not Gemar of Sale, because if we are Geris Revi, so then we can begin halal, but if we are geres hamishi, so it is halagot, not halal. So except for the Balamoye, we certainly pass it like a tap. We certainly pass it. Now let's put our 2 Yosefs. We are 2 Yosefs. Whether case hamishi or case Revi. Now Rashi says, Rashbam, I mean, or Rashi also says, Horegasino, Revi Gimel of Sahal, Vimel of Alvago. So why does Rashi say Horegasino? Why? Because there was another girl said, just again, that Hamish is Gimel of Alvago. Alvago. Dibur Abtav. So Rashi says, no, that's not the right girl. Now the Rashbam, Yaluch, my brother Rashir, Abu Dhamma, Yaluch, Vigim Rimbe, Boruchato Adishem, Melech Mihulo Batishboches, that's the Gmar, the Chsime of Hal, Melech Mulo Batishboches, Vizui Birkas Ashir, the Masnis, Kleimar Birkas Ashvach, Birkas Ashvach, Verabiechen Neymar, Nishmas Kolchai, Ach Nishmas. So again, there is the Girsa that we have in the Rashbam, and it appears that the Rosh had a different Girsa in the Rashbam, the Rosh. So the way we have the Girsa in the Rashbam, so the Rashbam is saying that Rabbi Yechanan is not chilek on Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yechanan only adds on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that Birkas Hashir consists of Yalucho, just of Yalucho. So Rabbi Yechanan says that Birkas Hashir, when the Mishnah says Ve'imirolov Birkas Hashir, so Birkas Hashir consists not only of Yalucho, but also of Nishma. Rabbi Yechanan says Nishmas Kotchai, Av Nishmas, the Haile Birkas Hashir, the Masnis, Dilu Yalucho, Onu Eimrim Bicholyei, Sheimrim Be'yesahal, Umaishnel Pesach Dinokat. So he explains Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says it is obvious that when Mishnah says Imro Birkas Hashir, so the Mishnah doesn't mean just Yalucho. Because if just Yalucho, so what kind of a chiddush is? He says Hallel, so Mele, and every time you say Hallel, so the Hallel is followed by Yalucho. So why should Pesach night be different? But when the Mishnah says Birkas Hashir, the Mishnah means not only Yalucho, but Nishmas as well. Dil Yalucho neinu cholim shim liyazale. Umayishnu Pesach lochatim lois bim achers. Vayin do omar aloche ki Rabbi Yechanan bitavai. Vayin do omar aloche ki Rabbi Yechanan bitavai. Now, the lotion of the Rashbam, Vayne di omar haloche ki Rabbi Yechanan bitavai. What does it mean, Vayne di omar haloche ki Rabbi Yechanan bitavai? What does the Mishnah say, haloche ki Rabbi Yechanan bitavai? What does he say? V'hayne di omar halocha k'vayim tarayim. Gemara doesn't say it. Gemara doesn't say it. Otzel Masho was bothered by this expression of Rashba. V'hayne di omar halocha k'vayim tarayim. So then there is a mistake in the, there is a Torah Sefer in the Masho. He says, because what does the Masho say? I mean the Rashbam say. And he says, that is a Torah Sefer of the Bochar Azetza. There was a Reish Yud, definitely, I mean. There was a Reish Yud, so he thought that he thought it was Rabbi Yudah, but it means, it really meant Rabbi Yechon. ואין דומה הלוכה כרב יחל מתאווי. עד כאן לשם בשמייטין. עד כאן לשם. בשמייטין לאוס כאן הלוכה כרב יחל מתאווי. אלו דירות, so why did he say? So the Masho says something that is, he says, אלו דירות של אימא, דהיינה דומה בסדר הגודי, לאימא ריהו ללוכו, ונשמע. So when he says, ואין דומה הלוכה כרב יחל מתאווי, it doesn't mean, ואין דומה, ואין דומה בגמור הלוכה, in other words, in the Haggadahs that are used by called the whole Tutsis Yisrael, so we have both. So that's what it means, Vayne Doma, Haloche, Kirabiyechum Tavaye, not Vayne Doma, Doma, Bidmore Haloche, Kirabiyechum Tavaye, Vayne Doma, behold, in the Haggadahs, in the Seder Haggadahs, behold, Tutsis Yisrael. So we have both, we have Yalucho and Nishmas. So in other words, the Haggadahs passed. I mean, the Haggadah represents the Minek of Yisroel, the whole truth is Yisroel. So this is what Rashba means, the Masho says. Of course, Masho is Mukhar to say that, because here the Gemara doesn't say, Haloche Kirabichem Zavai. The Gemara doesn't say. Now, there are another Gersay there, you'll see in the Kesefre. So there is. And not in the Sefer itself, I mean, but others are in. The Sefer mentions only different Gersoyes in the Gemara itself. But some mention another Gersay in the Rashba. In other words, not Vai Vahine di Oma, Haloche Kirabiechen Tabaye, Vahine di Amrinon Kirabiechen Bitabaye. Not Vahine di Oma, Haloche Kirabiechen Tabaye, but there's another Gersay in the Rashba. Behind the Abrinon, Kirabiechen and Bitavai. Behind the Abrinon, Kirabiechen and Bitavai. So that's why we say both. Because we say, why do we say both? But the question is, either we pass like one or we pass like the other. Why do we say both? Because Rabiechen himself holds that we have to say both. Now, וקבעו לאחר הרלגו שצורך לאימו כאילו יקם דהשתי כברוכה בכל חודה וחודה ויהוכה במילסה שפיה כך נרבה כך נרבה. So there is a big חידש in the Rashbam according to our Gers. So the Rashbam says that number one, the Rashbam according to our Gers says that Rabbi Yechanan requires both Yalucho and Nishma. And he said, but then there is a bigger chiddush. He says, there are two chsimes. So that was according to the Rashbam. So he says, V'hai, V'kalkam l'ashti kebroche b'chol chode v'chode. V'yoche avimun z'shapu. So there is a chsime after each. Hashti kebroche b'chol chode v'chode. In other words, you have, except for the nusach ha'kode, in the m'rox ha'kode, I mean, which is not, it's not commonly used by any group of Jews. You might find Yechidim, I mean, who say the Haggadah in accordance with the Maral Miprok. But there are two major Mishroyes in the Haggadah. Two major Mishroyes. I mean, the Haggadah Ashkenazi, or the Haggadah of the Sfaradim, has nothing to do with Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. It has nothing to do with the Bis Yosef and the Ramo, I mean, but that's the way it is. That the Ashkenazi, most Ashkenazi, so they say the Haggadah they say the Agoda as follows. In other words, they say the Hallel, and then Ashkenazi. So they say the Hallel, and then after the Hallel, they say Yalucho, up to the Chesime, but they are not Chesim, up to Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Lulu Patish Boches, but Ad Viloy Ad Bichlal. So, and then they say how Agodu, Hoidu Hashem Kitei. So all the Hoidus, the Chobov Hoidus, and then they say Mishmas, and then they say Ishtabach, and then they conclude with the regular Chesim of Ishtabach, Melech Eilom, with the regular Chesim of Ishtabach. They say that's the Agodu of the Ashkenazi. It has nothing to do with Ashkenazim and Tzvardim. But that's the in there, in the Haggadahs, that's the Nusach, in the Haggadahs that are designated as Haggadahs Ashkenazim. Then, in the Haggadahs of the Sephardim, so it is as follows. So, you see, in other words, like the Bes Yosef Psak, and with the Shite of Rabbi Yisrael ben Aramoy. So you say the Hallel, and then when you finish the Hallel, you don't say Yalul Mucho, but then you start Hallel Agodu with all the Hidus, and then you start, when you finish Hallel Agodu, so you start Nishmas, and then you start Ishtabach, up to the Chesime of Ishtabach. And then, when you reach Godel Batish Boches, so when you reach the Chesime of Ishtabach, you say Yalucho, and you conclude with the regular Chesime of Yalucho. This is the Nusach Lagod of the Svar. This is the Nusach Lagod of Svardim, and this is how the Bes Yosef passes, and that's the Shite of most Posse. Like the Nusach Lagod of the Svardim. Not like the Nusach in the Agode of the Ashkenazi. So Moses Posky. I mean, there's the Bes Yosef, and the Ramot doesn't say anything to the contrary, and the Pashtus Loshon of the Tur is like that, and of the Rosh is like that, the Pashtus Loshon, and the Bach says like that. The Taz, you see, the Taz says that the Pshat in the Tur is like the Nusach in the Haggadah of the Ashkenazi. Like the Ashkenazi, in other words, if you say Hallel, then you say Yalucho, but you're not Chesim Yalucho, then you say Halagodo, then you say Nishmas, and then you say Ishtabach, and you conclude with the ordinary Chesim of Ishtabach. Chaylom. That's the Psak of the Taz and the Chokiyako. And the Taz says that the Rosh and the Tur also mean that. But it's not mashma in the Rosh and the Tur. Pashtus Loshon of the Rosh and the Tur is like the Nusach that the Chesime is of Melech Mul Batish Boches at the end. Now then there are two major mishoys. Now, so he says, so I mean that according to, but the Rashbam here says something else. Now, no one, maybe I shouldn't say no one, it might be Yechidim who do it that way, but there is no substantial group of Jews that says the Agoda the way the Rashbam says here. Because that according, both the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, they have only one Chesime, only the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim have the Chesime of Chayil Omi, and not the Chesime of Mulo Batish Bochets, and the Sfaradim have the Chesime of Mulo Batish Bochets, but no other Chesime, but just one Broche, one Chesime of the Broche. But the Rashbam here says that there are two Chesimes. So in other words, so first you finish the Hallel, and then you say Yalucho, and you are Chesim the Yalucho, Melech Mulo Batish Bochets. Then you start according to Rashbam. Then you start all that. Then you start Nishmas. And then after Nishmas, you say Ishtabach. and you conclude Ishtar. Now, how do you conclude? The Rashbam doesn't say. How do you conclude? The Rashbam doesn't say. Does anyone have a siddur here? No ordinary siddur. So I try it to work. Now, the Rashbam only says the hashtag. So he said, "Kabola Hagadosh Torah in the common." The hashtag he kept broken b'chol chodim chodim. So there are two chsimes. One chsime is after the Hallel. So that was there, of course. If there is a chsime. Now, that chsime is after the Hallel is Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Matzeh Boches. Then we start our Hagadu and Nishmas and Nishtabach. And then you achis him again. But the question is, according to Rashbam here, when you achis him again, how are you achis? So you'll see two versions. You'll see in the Rishayim. One version is that the second chsime is Chayilomi, the ordinary chsime of Ishtabach. But there's another version that when the Rashbam says, So that both chsimes are melech mulubatish boches. But you see, one chsim of melech mulubatish boches is vital for the Hallel. So you say Yal Rucho. And the whole Yal Rucho, and you conclude both Hatad Hashem melech mulubatish boches. Then you start Halat Vadu. Then you say Mishmas. And then you say Yishtabach. Ishtabach. So the whole Nusach of Ishtabach, Broche Yisrigois Me'ato Vadeo, Boruch Ato Ad Hashem Melech Mehulo Vat Shboches. Not the ordinary Chsim of Ishtabach, but Melech Mehulo Vat Shboches. Now the Rashbam here doesn't say. Now from the Rosh and the Tur, it's Mashma that from the Rosh and the Tur, it's Mashma that in mentioning the Shita of the Rashbam, that even though the Rashbam requires that we should have two chsimes, one chsime right after the Hallel, before Halakot, and another chsime after Halakot, and after Nishmas, and after Ishtabach, but it's Mashma from the Rosh and of the Rosh, that the second chsime after Ishtabach is not the ordinary chsime of Ishtabach. Kill Melagot Batishboches, Kill Idois and the Freys, Habicha Bashir Zimro, Melech, Kill Chilomim, but Brochis with this matter, they won't. Boru Hatra Hashem, Melech Mulu Batishboches. Very confusing. But the Rashbam here doesn't say. How the Chsi, the Rashbam here only says that there are two Chsimes. One after the Hallel and one after Nishmas and Nishtabach. But what's the four? Of the chsime of Ishtabach, is it the regular form of the chsime? The regular chsime of Ishtabach. Chayilomim, or Melech Mulubat Shboches, he doesn't say. But he certainly says that there are two chsimes. Now, turn to the Rosh. When he mentions the Rashbam, now it's paragraph from the base. They're at the end of the Rashbam Pirage. The fourth line from the end of paragraph on the base. The Rashbam Pirage, the Avinon Ketabai, the Chesmi, the Hale, Bo Hatu Adishem, Melech Mulu Batishboches. Veime Hala Godu, Vimishmas. So most achreinim assume that the Rosh had a different gears in the Rashba. Because he says, you see, before he says Rabbi Yechanan Omar, before he mentions that Rabbi Yudim says, Yaluchos Berkashim. And then Rabbi Yochanan says Nishmas. And then he says the Rashbam Pirish that no Kitavayim. So what does it mean Kitavayim? Like who? Like Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Yochanan. So that mashma, that according to the Rashbam, there is a machlekes. But since we don't know whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yude and the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, so we do both. We are mach. In order to be yetzer both, we are mach. This is how most achrenim understand the Roshi. Even though the Roshi doesn't say it in so many words, but it's mashma like that. Because otherwise, if the Rosh had the same girsa in Rashbam as we have, where he says, Rabbi Yochanan Nishmas Kochai Ab Nishmas. So Rabbi Yochanan says that we have to say both. So why does he say, the Rashbam Pirish the Abdinon Kitat Vayeh, like both of them? It's not like both of them. Abdinon Ki Rabbi Yochanan. Not Abdinon Kitabai. So you could, but it will not be in harmony with the Pashtus Aloshim of the Rosh. Say what it means that Abdinon Kitabai, we say it in accordance with the language, the expressions spelled out by both. It's true that Rabbi Yochanan holds we have to say both Yal Rucho and Nishmas, but it doesn't spell it out. So Kitab, who spells out Yal Rucho? Rabbi Yud. Who spells out Nishmas Rabbi Yochanan? So Abdinon Kitavaye, we do it in accordance with the Lishenes spelled out by the Torah. But in a Haname, why do we do it in accordance with both Lishenes spelled out explicitly by the Torah? Because Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that we have to say both. But that would involve this slight error. So because of that, most Achrenim say that the Rosh has a different girsa in the Rashba. That's how they assume. That whereas, according to our girsa in the Rashba is saying that Rabbi Yochanan himself only adds on Rabbi Yud. And Rabbi Yochanan says, we have to say both Yal Ucho and Nishmas. So the Rosh girsa in the Rashba was that there is a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to say Yal Ucho, you don't have to say Nishmas. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to say Nishmas, you don't have to say Yal Ucho. But since we don't know, so we are machmir, we say both. We say both. Now, so the Rashbam Pirich, the Abdinon Kitabai, the Chismin, the Halil, Bo Chatad Shem, Melech Mihulo Patish Bochis, the Emeir Halil Hagbordu, Vinishmas. And again, so this he mentions correctly. I mean, I say correctly, not that the first thing is not correct. So he had a different girsay, but I mean in accordance with the girsay in the Rashbam that we have. So he says, Vime Halakodu Vinishmas, Vichesmim Shane is Bohatu Adishem Melachmuvadish Bohes. So in other words, so he does mention. According to the Rashbam, we have two chsimis. And both chsimis, so you would expect, if, as long as we have two chsimis, so let one chsime, the first chsime, the chsime after Yalucho, so should be Yalucho, I mean, and then both Hatreshem after the Halel, and then when he says Alagodu and Mishmas Ishtabach, so let him conclude Ishtabach the regular way, the way we conclude Ishtabach every day before both. So he doesn't say like that. So even though he has two chsimes, but even the chsime of Ishtabach, which is the second broche, the second chsime, is also Melech Mehulo Patish Bochis. He's also Melech Mehulo Patish Bochis. Now, So, what does the Rosh mean? Rashbam Pirish Abdin Kitavai Vachisim Bahal. Bohu Chadad Hashem Melech Melech Bochis. Vei Mehal Agod Vinishmas Vichis Mimshein Is Bohu Chadad Hashem Melech Melech Bochis. So actually, so Melech Melech Bochis, so the Tar says that when the Rosh and and the two say v'cheis v'msheni is boruch ata v'shem melech mulu v'atish bocheis. Bocheis, he means melech ilom. But why did he say? This is how the Taz explains. They explains the Rosh. Why did he say boruch ata v'shem melech mulu v'atish bocheis? He means because how does the conclusion of the conclusion of Hishtabach, how does it go? Boruch ata v'shem kein melech mulu v'atish bocheis. Kelai dois, atinam niflois, abeich v'shevezim ro, melech kel chayomim. So when he says, according to Taz, when the Rosh says, v'chayis v'shem is boruch ato ad Hashem, melech mulu v'atish boches, he means the regular chsim of Yishtabach. The regular chsim of Yishtabach. So in other words, so what is it? It's keil melech godel v'atish boches. So that's why he said, melech mulu v'atish boches. But he means, so he said, in other words, Melech Boches, he means the whole Chesimah. This is how, but Pashtus Haloshon of the Rosh is not like that. Pashtus Haloshon is not like that. So the Pashtus Haloshon is the Bes Yosef Esyos, that the Rosh means that the Chesimah is not Chayulomi, but the Chesimah is Melech Mulu V'atish Boches. But the question, but then, even if we assume, and that's the Pashtus Haloshon, if we assume not like the Taz Pshat in the Rosh, but in accordance with the literal meaning of the Rosh, that Melech Mulu V'atish Boches means not the Chesim of Chayilom, but it can be explained. It can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that V'adino Ketabaye V'Chayis V'Mihalil Boruch Ata Hashem Melech Mulu V'atish Boches. So he says, Yalucho, and then he concludes Yalucho, Melech Mulu V'atish Boches. And then he says, V'imechalat Vodu V'nishmas, and Yishtabach, up to Brochis V'idoyiz Ma'atav Adelo, and then, V'cheis V'shein is Boruch Hashem Melech Mulu V'atish Boches. So he means, so that some would say, that what the Rosh means here is, then he says, Yalucho again, and he concludes, with the regular Chesime of Yalucho, Boruch Ata Hashem Melech Mulu V'atish Boches. But once he reaches Brochis V'idoyiz Ma'atav Adelo, so then he says, Yahweh Hashem Machil Akum Asachal Hadash Nekim Zedach Lam Chum Yisroel Ben Meidu Boruch Shach Mufar Avim Yisrael 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 Yisrael. So there are three, this, the Rosh is explained in three different ways. According to the Taz, it means Chayilomim, and according to one Pshat, it means that Brochis Bey, that he says after Brochis Bey is Matanelo, and then he says Yalucho, and he concludes on Zohar. Another Pshat is that Brochis Bey is Matanelo, Yalucho, and he says the whole Yalucho, which concludes with Melech Mulu V'atish Boches. Now, Rishayni mentioned the Shita of the Rashbam, of the Rashbam, that there are Tuchsimes, and they raised the question, how can there be Tuchsimes if there are Tuchsimes? So the last one is a Brocha Vato. So the all the Poskim, in explaining that Shita, they say, no, it's not a Brocha Vato. It's not a Brocha Vato, because it's two separate brochas. You see, because first, according to the Rashbam, so you say Yahal. So Yam Mechuyev to be chasing right after Alev with Yalucho. And with the conclusion of Yalucho, Melech Mulu V'atish Boches, the way you do it, every time you say Halal. So why shouldn't you do it Pesach night? But then Yam Mechuyev also to say Halagot and Nishmas and Nishtabach. So Memele, you have to conclude again. You have to conclude again. So there are two separate broches, so it's not a brocha vato. Now, so that pshat is very good. I mean, the Bach says that pshat, together with many other poskim, who say that pshat. Because you have two things. You have here Hallel, so Hallel has a conclusion. So Memele, you say Melech Mulu V'atish Boches, because of the Hallel that you say. And you say Nishmas. Nishmas Ishtabach. Ishtabach also has a conclusion. So you say, again, Melach Lubach Yipachas. But this is what the Bach says. But according to that Pshat, so you would be disposed to assume that when you say when you conclude the Yishtabach, so you should conclude the Yishtabach, you know, in the regular way of Yishtabach. In other words, Chaylomi. But you don't conclude except according to the Taz. The Rosh says that you don't conclude with the regular conclusion of Yishtabach Chaylomi. Melach Yochid Keil Chaylomim, but you conclude with Melach Mulvat Yishboches. So Manevshech, if it is because you have two things, so each thing, so two idoyes, you have the Shvach Idoy of Halel and you have the Shvach Idoy of Birkas Hashir, of Nishmas Yishtabach. So you should conclude, just as you conclude the Shvach Vidoy that is expressed in Halel with the regular conclusion of Halel, Yaluchom Melach Bulbat Ishboches, so you should conclude the Shvach Vidoy of Birkas Hashir with the regular conclusion of Yishtabach, the way you say it every day before Baruchu. So that's not so. And the Bach says, the Bach is the one who explains it that way. And still he says that you don't conclude according to the Rosh with Chayilomi, but with Melech Mulo Batish Mocheis. So we have to say that actually Mulo de Broche of Mulo Batish Mocheis, Mulo Batish Mocheis, and Chayilomi is the same kind of Broche. It's the same kind of Broche. But why? Now, actually, you see, Halel is expressive of Shvach and Lidoy. There are two things. Shvach means praise. Lidoy means gratitude. So Halel is expressive of Shvach Lidoy. It's a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shvach Lidoy. Now, the Pesuk in Zimre, that we say the Brochas are the Pesuk in Zimre. So it's primarily Shvach. But we still mention Lidoy. Broches v'idoyes miyato v'adeo. So in other words, so idoye, even the broche of Yishtabach that we say every day is not only expressive of Shvach, primarily Shvach, but we say broches v'idoyes not v'adeo. So it is idoye too. It is expressive of idoye too. So in other words, so both the broches, and I mean, doesn't Nishmas contain many expressions of Idoye? Shvach and Idoye. Shvach, Eina nachnu maspikim lehidis lecho adi shem alakeinu leke aviseinu lebo reshmecho alachas miolef elef alpi alofim viribe rivobe ispomim atevi shesir asir monu mitzrayim galton shem alakeinu misavodim vinison bevolof anton ufsovo kakaton. There's so much Idoye expressed. There is Idoye expressed in the Pesuk in Zimre every day, but especially in the Pesuk in Zimre of Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you say Nishmas, there is so much Idoy. So in other words, so while primarily the broches of Pesuk in Zimre are primarily partake of the nature of Shvach, but
continued.
So Rashi in Chumash says in so many words, it is not possible. We mantiski, and it's much more like this in Pesach itself. We mantiski al diachilas a Pesach lamatzo es yom tzitzko, and it's mentioned in the Pesach. Shloiz of Pesach v'sichol of Chumash, shivas yom tzichol of matzo tzlachmi. Ki v'chipozim yotzos omeret mitzrayim, we mantiski as yom tzitzko meret mitzrayim kol minchayach. So we brought the Mishnah learns out from that posik the chiyuv of schira every night. So we see that it's not limited only to Pesach. It has reference to Kol HaShonah. So we have to say, according to Rashi, that the beauty of Mikvah certainly has reference to Pesach night, and there's the Pashtus Aloshim of the posik. We say, well, come to your same to my sick like a meat, but you smell some yeah, there's a Jewish only call. But since the Torah mentioned the Lemantiske as a tab for Chometz and Matzeh, so Mele Chazal deduced from that a Chiyub of Schina Sitias Mitzchayim Kolasha. But the Jewish only call for Lemantiske has reference to Pesach night. So Mele the Alchusig is from Pesach. From the point of view of the Jewish only. Alright, now the Trashi is very, first of all, it involves Chidushi, and then it's very strange in this Trashi. So, now the Gemara says here, Mitzor, she asked him, Mitzias Mitzrayim, Mikidish Ayah. So it's in the eyes. That means that if someone will recite the Kiddush Friday night, and he will not mention Mitzias Mitzrayim, so you will not be mikayim the mitzvah of Kiddush B'Dereis, you will not be mikayim. You will not be mikayim. So, what Rashi says, so she asked her to see Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayim. Bein B'Keis, Bein B'Tvila Shal Shabbos. Because in a Shom the Pesach. So Rashi mentions that there is a Chiyu to be masked in Tzias Mitzrayim, not only in the Kiddush of Shabbos, but in the Tvila of Shabbos too. Where are we masked here in the Tefillah of Shabbos, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim? We are not masked. In Noish Mineskre of Shabbos is Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned. In Noish Mineskre. Now, the Mogavrom, Reishayin Aleph, I think, you know, says that true Kiddush is Midraise, but he can be Mitayim the Midraise with the Kiddush that he says in the Tefillah of Shabbos. The Tefillah of Shabbos. Alayayin, Alapas, that's certain drama. There is a Shiddush of Hashem that even Alayayin or Alapas is also the Rashi knows here. And it's Rabbi Kiveya says that it's Mashma.